Sitting with me now, she is a naturalist and she is the education coordinator here at Kiawah Island. Juliana Smith joins us. Juliana, welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us a little bit. First off, you guys won a great award. Tell us a little bit about the award. What was the name of it and what was it entailing?
Right. So we won the Premier Recreation Operation Award from RCRA. So that's the Resort and Commercial Recreation Association. It's a national award recognizing fun, diversifying recreation programs all across the nation.
Awesome. So that means you guys get a lot to do, not just from a golf perspective or even tennis when you come down here to the island, right?
Right. So that's what we're known for. We are the Kiawah Island Golf Resort after all. But yes, we have tons of activities going on for those of us who aren't necessarily coming out here to go golfing and to play tennis. That's right.
Right. Yeah. So, the mom and dad can go golfing or play tennis, and then there's plenty of stuff to do for the kids. I mean, we were talking at the break about kayaking. And tell us a little bit about that tour, and then I'm going to ask the question that I asked.
So, yeah, we have kayaking tours going on the salt marsh side of the island here on Kiawah, and we do these family tours where you can bring even your littlest ones come out with us. And what we do is we explore in the pluff mud. We go swimming in the salt marsh, and these tours are the pluff mud paddle and the tidal trip and dip. And so in addition to getting hands-on with the mud, getting down and dirty out there, you get to cast the net, go seine netting, so you're catching and seeing the wildlife as it lives in the salt marsh.
And we don't have to worry about alligators, right?
No alligators in the salt water. That's very, very common worry out here, is that we'll see gators, but we do not have to worry about them in the salt marsh.
Nice. So what other activities are there? I know I saw things bird watching and then a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, when you go out to the website, there's a whole section at KiawahResort.com about recreation. So give us a taste of a little bit of everything that's out there.
Right. So bird watching for sure is going on out here. And we've got bird watching tours for amateurs and those who are trying to get new life birds for our bird nerds out there. But in addition, we've got bike trips that are going all across the island. We do shelling trips that actually leave Kiawah. So if you get kind of sick and tired of looking at Kiawah, which I don't know who would, but if you there's places to go and explore shelling off islands. We are doing our alligator adventures, so for those of us who aren't afraid to go look for those gators, we will go and find them and show you some of our big gators that we have out here. And some of the other tours we have going on, we've got paddle boarding in addition to our kayaking trips. And one of my most favorite kayaking trips we have is the adult twilight paddle. So for mom and dad who are trying to have a nice evening to themselves, y'all can come kayaking with us as the sun sets over the marsh. And if you have never been in the marsh at sunset, you have to come do it. It is beautiful out there that time of day.
And that's one of the interesting things about this island, is that you get great sunsets because of the way that the island is positioned.
That's exactly right. Yes. And so you see them down on the western end of the island, and they are fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful sunset.
All right. So when we start, how strenuous is the kayaking? I've never kayaked other than like at the we have the Whitewater Center up in the Charlotte area. So there's a little bit of kayaking going on out there. But how strenuous is something like that? I mean, are people going to be worn out for the sunset thing, or is it just kind of relaxing, cruising around kind of a deal?
So no whitewater back there in the marsh, that's for sure. The sunset, the twilight paddle out there is a very calm and relaxing paddle. We just went out there last night and it was glorious. You had lots of lightning that you're seeing way off in the distance, and then the sunset as well. But when you're kayaking maybe in the middle of the day, you might have to worry about the wind a little bit. But all of the guides are going to try to give you the easiest time possible. Mm-hmm. So we don't want you to come out there and work because you are on vacation. We want you to have a fun time. And so we'll do everything we can to make kayaking fun and enjoyable for you, especially for our first timers out there.
All right. So now if I'm going alligatoring, we played over at Osprey yesterday and we only saw one alligator, I think we saw, and that's traditionally the place where they're all hanging out around the thing. And I saw the big boy over there several years ago. He's like 12 or something long,
12 to 13,
and he just walked across the range, walked across the putting green, and everybody just kind of stood. He doesn't bother us, we don't bother him. Is he still around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We still got some big ones out there. That's for sure. And Osprey is that hot spot for gators, but it's been warm.
Yeah. Where do they go? Where are they hiding? Are they hiding under the water?
They are still in those ponds. They are down low where it's nice and cold at the bottom of the pond, and they're kind of hanging out in shady areas. So they're around. They're just not visible
All right, so if you go out in a little alligator hunt, if you will, for them, what do you do? I mean, is it in the afternoon? Is it in the early evening? Well, how do you find them?
So we time it this time of year so that they're happening kind of earlier in the morning when mm-hmm. it's still nice and cool, and then later in the evening when it's cooling down. And that's kind of the time of day that alligators are going to be gearing up for their night of meal time because they are nocturnal. So the evening trips are usually about 5 to 7 p.m. is when we're going out to look for those guys.
Okay. So how do people get these things booked? Do they just go on the site? Do they make a phone call? How do they set this up?
The best way to do it is to make a phone call to our nature center. And you can find that phone number online, but I could tell you it right here if
sure.
you like.
Yeah,
it's 843-768-6001. And our team in the nature center, they know everything there is to know about what's going on, the scheduling, if we're having free events happening in the park, what camps the kids can join, because it's not all tours out here. We've got camps going on too. So that's the best way to do it. Call that number and inquire.
So you're saying camps. So I can I can stick my kid in the camp and then mom and dad can go off and.
Yes, 100%.
Wow. Of course, my kid's only 22 months old. So
oh,
I can't
wow.
quite send him to you yet.
Yeah, but 3 years is the low limit there.
Gotta I mean, we were looking for the valet to change a diaper last night, but they don't necessarily do that. So, but anyway, so what kind of schedule do you have? I mean, I don't need the nuts and bolts, but I mean, is this something that happens every day? Are there days that certain things run and certain things don't run?
Yes. So, for example, birding isn't offered every day of the week. We're doing that on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And then on the off days, we have our amateur birding trips. Kayaking is offered every single day, but those pluff mud paddles and tidal trip and dips, those are tide dependent because we go out at low tide so we can get out and explore. So it just depends on if the tides are cooperating with us when that's going to happen. Camps are happening every day, and we've got other things that are going on. So every Thursday, there's a free discovery series that happens. Anyone can come to it. We've got guest speakers coming from all around the South Carolina area to teach you about the island. So Birds of Prey does a live flight demo with their birds. The South Carolina Aquarium comes out and talks. We even have Native American groups that come out and do dances and teach us about their culture.
Man, you stay busy.
Mm-hmm. We love the summertime. There's lots of things going on. It's fun.
Again, we're joined by Juliana Smith. She's a naturalist and the education coordinator out here for a lot of the recreational activities going on here at Kiawah Island Resort. How long have you been doing this here, Kiawah?
5 years. I cannot pull myself away. It is just so much fun out here.
What were you doing before?
I was working in restaurants in downtown Charleston, which is also very fun, but I was an intern at the aquarium at the same time, and that's kind of how I ended up out here. But it's a great place out here. Everyone loves it, and you can really feel that energy when you're on Kiawah.
I've never been to the Charleston Aquarium. Is that a good one?
Oh, yes, 100%. You got to go to the Charleston Aquarium. They've got it set up so that when you go in, you're actually exploring the ecosystems from north to south, from the mountains to the coast of South Carolina, and it's great. It's fantastic.
So we've talked about alligators. We've talked about a little bit about birding and stuff like that. What is the wildlife that you see out here? We actually had dinner here at the Ocean Course last night, and we were driving back to the sanctuary, and, I mean, the deer on the side of the road are phenomenal. It's like they just sit and look at you, and then they see the car coming, and then they just go back to doing what they're doing. They don't really care.
Right. So Kiawah is one of those special places where all of the wildlife are kind of living that resort lifestyle too. So they're pretty calm. They're not worried about anyone coming after them or trying to get them. So yes, the deer are very calm. I've seen people actually able to touch the deer out here because that's just how used to people they are. Now, we don't want to do that with alligators, of course. It's not going to be the same with them.
The guys on the PGA Tour walk up and tap an alligator and send him back into the water all the time.
You know, I wouldn't recommend doing it now.
What else you got? What else do we look for out here?
So there's lots of things going on. Bobcats is another one of the animals that we're very proud to have here on the island roaming around. And every now and then, a lucky person gets to find one. And it's usually just a chance encounter. We also have the dolphin, which is a huge favorite. There are several mamas in our salt marsh right now with babies. So that should be motivation enough to come kayaking with us. Maybe you might get a chance to see the babies out there in the marsh. Sea turtles are nesting right now. So taking a night walk on the beach, you could run into a sea turtle laying a nest, and or even coming out early in the morning, you could still see them or at least see our turtle patrol and have a chat with them about what's going on out here with our sea turtles. I think the last number I heard was in the high 70s, so we're trucking along with our sea turtle.
And I'm sure there's some restrictions in terms of the lights on buildings and houses.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
Yes.
For those turtles.
Mm-hmm. We keep the lights off. We don't have any street lights. You might have noticed that. It gets very dark here on the island at nighttime. And we don't want flashlights on the beach at night because it will distract those turtles from their nesting mission. And when babies are hatching, it will distract them from getting to the ocean. So we actually have red film in the Nature Center that you can stick on your cell phone flashlight or on your own regular flashlights, because the red light doesn't bother the sea turtle. So if you really want to go out there with a light, we've got that red film for you at the Nature Center for free. You can come get it and get along with the sea turtles.
Man. So the saltwater marsh with the dolphins in there, is that kind of like a little haven for them to come and have the babies and stuff like that?
It's actually home for them.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're living there year-round. They're not leaving. Every now and then they might intermingle with our ocean dolphins, but I always say it's kind of like the Montagues and the Capulets in Romeo and Juliet. You've just got these two different family groups that only ever intermingle when they're star-crossed lovers, so... That's
now,
what's going on.
Now, the other thing is we hear a lot on the Carolinas coast, we hear about sharks. I have not heard one thing about sharks down in this area.
Okay, yeah. Sharks are around. In the salt marsh, what you have are your smaller sharks. They're about 4 feet long. It's the bonnet head. They're relatives to the hammerhead. They are crab eaters, so if you like eating crab, you've got something in common with this shark out here. They're not coming after people, that's for sure. And, of course, there's sharks out there in the ocean, but they're not really anything to worry about, as you wouldn't really worry about them anywhere when you're on the beach. I mean, they're here.
Yeah, it gets worrisome. I think I saw a video yesterday where somebody was, and I forget where it was, that where they were filming and the shark was like half out of the water. It was so close to the shore.
Yeah, one of the really, really cool sharks that we get here is a spinner shark. And what these sharks will do, they'll actually come up from underneath a school of fish and jump through them out of the water spinning. And it is just amazing. It's like SeaWorld, but sharks. And it's very, very cool to see. But again, interested in those fish, not so much in us. So that's
they're just having fun while they're eating.
Right. Yeah, they're just really making a show of it. Yeah, I'm sure the fish are really upset about it.
All right. Well, Juliana, remind everybody how to take part in the nature programs.
So you can, of course, visit our website at thekiwaislandgolfresort.com. And you can also give us a call at 843-768-6001 and talk with our representatives there about what's available. And come out and see us. We welcome you to the island. We're looking forward to meeting you.
All right. Well, Juliana, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. And we look forward to a great weekend here. I don't think it's going to disappoint whatsoever.
No, I don't think so. And thanks for having me.